I was an actor before. I lived in New York. I spent my 20s and 30s in New York. And when everybody started getting sick and dying, I left New York and came to LA for some reason, thinking that it would be healthy here. And then people started dying here. And I was doing a lot of television at the time. And I started volunteering at the Shanti Foundation back in the 80s. And I realized that I liked my volunteer work better than I liked my job. So I decided to take some classes, go back to school. I went back and I got my master's and I got my doctorate. And I started seeing patients as a paraprofessional first, and I've been a professional for 22 years. The least rewarding part is sitting down all day. I hate sitting down. It never occurred to me that I was going to be stationary all day, which is one of the reasons sort of going to yoga in the morning or sort of being able to take a break and go, you know, ride the bike or take a walk, something to just keep my body in motion, because it's a very sedentary gig. The most rewarding thing is watching people change. It's very rewarding to see people go through something and come out the other side. I had a very negative relationship with my body when I was younger. I had a lot of sort of body shame and sex shame, and so I kept myself mostly covered up. I always thought that I wasn't in good shape. It's kind of a legacy of my family. We always think we're fat or we're not fit enough. And my sister and my parents are athletes. And I was not an athlete when I was growing up at all. I was the kid who was on the sidelines throwing up when everybody was playing ball or running around the track. And I've been with my husband for 22 years. When I was getting my doctorate and working full time in a practice, I didn't have any time for exercise. So I used to, you know, go out in the garage and get on the Stairmaster or take walks with the dog around the reservoir. But my relationship to my body has tremendously changed. I'm very accepting and appreciative of the way my body moves me through my life. You know, I want it. I eat pretty well. I exercise pretty frequently. But it really is, I mean, part of it is about vanity because I'm a vain guy. And part of it is about, you know, being available to my husband as an object of his desire. That's part of, I think, relational responsibility. And I like attention, and I get attention from my body sometimes, and that's nice. But mostly it is about sort of staying healthy. You know, I've earned the comfort that I have with my body, and I want to be able to sort of be a representative of that for other people who might not feel that yet.